It is 27 before the hour. Melody Hobson is president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm serving individual investors and retirement plans with no load mutual funds and separate accounts. Good morning to you, Melody.
Good morning.
Well, are you ready to talk tax refunds?
Tax refunds. It's already that time. People should start having those come. And, you know, I want to be your better angel today and talk to you about some of the things you can do to put yourself on the right financial path or keep yourself on that path.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is your first suggestion for our tax refund?
I talk about this all the time. I know I sound like a broken record, but if you don't already have one, you absolutely need an emergency fund. And that's the goal should be for 3 to 6 months of living expenses in that fund. But start off, if you're starting from the very, very beginning, building your fund to at least cover 1 month of emergency expenses should you need them. There was recently a survey that was done by the Pew Charitable Trust, and they found 55% of households didn't have enough to replace 1 month of lost income, just 1 month.
Okay.
And another study asked individuals if they could come up with $2,000 within 30 days for an unanticipated expense, and only and a quarter of Americans said they couldn't. So this is something that's super important.
So, okay, let's say we have our emergency fund in place. What's the second thing we should do with our tax refund?
So now, you know, I'm going to go at the debt. The debt is just so important. The first thing, if you have payments that are related and maybe you're behind on payments related to secured debt, meaning that it's somehow tied to your house or your car, prioritize that debt first because you don't want to have any situation where you lose those essential things like a house or a car. So that's first. Then when you're deciding about your other debt, you start with the debt that has the highest interest rates first.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's credit card debt, not always, but usually. So if I were looking at credit cards and student loans and personal loans, you just start wherever you have the highest debt first, and you target that debt because that's where you're spending a lot of money on interest.
Okay. What's the next option, Melody?
So the last option, and I talk about this, and, of course, I want everyone to be able to retire comfortably. It's retirement savings. This is a huge opportunity for people to forego any kind of instant gratification of spending right now and really focus on long-term goals and put at least some of the money. I can't say that people will put all of it, but some of it away for retirement. And just understanding the power of compounding can make a real difference. And if you add a little bit more to your 401k plan, you might be getting that company match at work, and so that increases the benefit that you're getting from that saving.
And all these options are choices to prioritize our future over our present, right?
That's right. I mean, really, when you think about it, nearly 30% of Americans don't save any money for retirement. 30%. 30%. Uh-huh. That is just staggering. And when you look at those low savings and you combine that with growing consumer debt, and that's really on credit cards, it just really is a recipe for not a great end. So we can turn that around by looking at these tax refunds and being smart about them.
Oh, wow. Well, that's some very good information. Very helpful. Thank you so much, Melody. You have a nice day. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, next Monday. Thank you. Bye-bye, Melody.